Amen. Good to be here tonight. Thankful for what the Lord's done for me. If you got your Bibles, open up to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. I'm going to read in starting in verse 13. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you rain in your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full." Verse 16, here's where I want to pay attention to tonight. And it says, "Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside to serve other gods and worship them." Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Lord God, we come to you, Lord, one more time, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for the day. I was thinking about verse 16 here. It says, "Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside to serve other gods and worship them." And if the Lord put a thought in my heart tonight, I would like it to be not deceived. Be not deceived. And really, in first of this verse, it says, "Take heed to yourselves." And I thought, man, if we look at that, I mean, just take heed. I mean, pay attention. I mean, this is serious. We got to watch this stuff. I mean, we don't want to be deceived. It says, "Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived." And man, I looked up that word deceived, and it says misled, led in the air, beguiled, cheated. And I thought, man, we in the day's time, we don't need to be deceived. And really, I got to thinking about a couple of places. I'm going to read. You guys can just listen. I'm going to read a couple spots. I'll probably flip around a bunch tonight. Luke chapter 21 and verse 8. And it says, "And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. And then that, and in the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them." 2 Timothy chapter 3. And the Bible says in verse 13, it says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And first I thought, man, we don't need to be deceived. But I thought, man, here Jesus himself says, "Take heed that ye be not deceived." He said, I mean, it's in today's time. I'll tell you what, it's not every church you go to that'll lead you right. I mean, they'll deceive you. I mean, a lot of them's just out for a name. A lot of preachers are just out to pad their pockets. I tell you what, I mean, a lot of people just go to church to feel good. And I tell you what, there's a lot of churches out there and they'll make you feel good. Hey, they'll say, "Hey, you come in here," and I tell you what, and we'll do everything and we'll do it all in the name of the Lord. And we'll dim the lights down low. And I tell you what, we'll give you a feel good message and you can just go on out in the world. I tell you what, that's deceiving. I'm telling you tonight, take heed. You better be careful to the preachers you listen to. You better be pretty careful to the churches you go to, because I tell you what, they'll deceive you. Take heed, be not deceived. man, I thought the Lord Himself told us. And over here in Timothy, man, He told him. He said, hey, it's going to wax worse and worse. Right? They're going to be deceiving. Hey, they're deceived themselves. Hey, the devil's got their minds blinded. Hey, they may think they're helping people out, but I tell you what, they're just leading them straight to hell. Hey, take heed today. Take heed. And I thought, man, we need to take heed and I mean, realize what we're doing. And then I've got 1 Corinthians chapter 6 wrote down here. I'm going to flip over there and read 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I've got just a few verses. I'm going to start in verse number 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And I thought, man, today we're always told, hey, you just live a pretty good life. You just be a pretty good old boy. I tell you what, you treat people right and you try to be honest and you'll go to heaven. I tell you what, you'll be deceived if you think that. I tell you what, we ought to just do what the Bible says. I mean, I tell you what, the Lord will draw you. I mean, you preach the cross, you preach the word. I tell you what, the Lord will do the work. The Lord will deal in hearts. Hey, be not deceived. You can't get there yourself. I don't know how to get there. I'm trusting the Lord to get me there. I thought, man, we ought not be deceived. And I thought, man, in the Bible it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the earth. And then it starts naming things. It says, neither right down here in verse 10, like this, neither thieves. I tell you what, it's got an S on it. I tell you what, we all mess up sometimes. I've messed up myself. Thieves. I tell you what, I might steal once. The Lord starts dealing in my heart, you know what? I won't do it again. It won't be a continual thing. I mean, if the Lord really gets a hold of you. I tell you what, nor covetous, nor drunkards. Like I said, we all mess up, nor revilers. I tell you what, I ain't real smart. Just work on cars for a living, lefty, loosey, righty, tighty. I mean, sand a little bit, spray some paint. That's all I know. So I got to look up some of these words. Revilers. It says abusive language about somebody else. I thought, oh me. I tell you what, we go when we talk bad about everybody and everything. I tell you what, we'll give the preacher down the road. We'll give everybody in the church down the road. I thought, man, busybodies. Hey, we want to talk about everybody else. I tell you what, Brother Wayne said it best the other night. We all just look in the mirror. Right here's the problem. Hey, be not deceived. It ain't Brother Kevin's fault if you ain't right with God. Hey, be not deceived. Hey, it's your fault if you ain't right with God. Man, I thought we ought not be busybodies going around talking about everybody. I tell you what, when people say stuff like this, they'll say, hey, what's going on? I need to know what's going on in your life. Tell me all the details so I can pray for you. Hey, I tell you what, you don't need to know no details. Hey, I tell you what, just pray to God. Hey, if you know he's got a problem, pray to God. Hey, God knows the problem. God knows the problem. I tell you what, and you know what we'll do? We'll say, well, hey, so-and-so over here, let me tell you what's going on. They got all these things going on in their life. Pray for them. They're just gossiping is what they're doing, and they're adding pray for them on the end. Hey, be not deceived. Hey, we don't need none of that going on in the church. Nor extortioners, and it says, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Man, I'm afraid in today's time we're deceived.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, brother.
I thought in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, the Bible says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Man alive. I thought, man, in today's time that we're living in, I know the Bible says it'll wax worse and worse, but I'll tell you what, I thought about evil communications. Boy, I'll tell you what, we'll go get in our vehicle and we'll turn on some ungodly song, and I'll tell you what, and think, man, it's all right, we're trying to bring up kids, and I'll tell you what, we just got it pumped in the house. I'll tell you what, every dirty movie, every dirty word, and then we'll come to church on Sunday and say, well, I went to church. I tell you what, be not deceived. I tell you what, you fill your kids full of that Monday through Friday or Saturday or whatever it is, and then you come to church and they get half hour, 45 minutes in Sunday school, and you think they're going to be all right. I tell you what, we ought not be deceiving ourselves. Hey, be not deceived. Hey, I tell you what, the Bible says, train them up in the way they shall go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Hey, I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to sit down with your kids, and you ought to say, hey, this is number one. God's number one. And we ought to try to teach them the ways of the Bible. And I tell you what, we ought to shun that stuff. I tell you what, I mean, if we get in the car and the radio's talking nasty or dirty, hey, you ought to change the channel. Hey, if you go to a movie theater, and you go watch a movie, and I tell you what, it's supposed to be PG or whatever, and you get in there and they start saying something that ain't right, you ought to get up and leave that place. And you ought to say, look here, kids, that ain't right. Hey, I don't want my boys to be deceived. Hey, I tell you what, I want my boys to know the truth, and I want yours to know the truth. Hey, I want yours to know the truth. We ought not be deceived. Hey, evil communications corrupt good manners. Hey, you can look at Lot over there. I tell you what, Lot, he wouldn't pitch his head towards Sodom. I tell you what, he probably had his radio sitting out there. I tell you what, just pumping in everything Sodom and Gomorrah had on. I tell you what, probably had his TV on, and it said he had a righteous soul on over here. He said he vexed it. But I tell you what happened to his family? I tell you what, they died in Sodom except for two daughters, and they was messed up. Hey, we ought not be deceived. Man, evil communications. You know what that is? Everything you hear. I tell you what, you go to work and you laugh at the dirty jokes, and I mean, you tell them yourself and you talk nasty. I tell you what, you don't think that ain't going to mess you up? Hey, that'll do something to you. Hey, we say we want power with God and we want this and that. Hey, you can't have no, don't be deceived tonight. You ain't going to have a lick of power with God if you're trying to do the things of the world and then you come to church on Sunday. Hey, I'm telling you what, be not deceived.
Hey, good preacher.
Yep.
That's right.
That's good, brother.
Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Go ahead. I'm the Lord.
What makes me mad really is people start saying this, but they'll say it's karma. I can't stand that.
Right.
Karma, that's Buddhism or whatever. Bunch of junk. But the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I tell you what, the Bible says, I believe it's right here. I'm just going to keep reading. I believe it's right here. Yeah, it is. For what he that soweth through the flesh, right, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth through the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Hey, be not deceived. I tell you what, you start feeding the flesh. And I mean, I was just talking about that, listen to all this junk. You know what you're doing, really? You're feeding the flesh. I tell you what, you start feeding the flesh, and I tell you what, you're going to reap corruption. Hey, you're going to reap hard. I mean, you're just going to reap death. I mean, that's corruption. Hey, I tell you what, you may be saved, like I said, and you listen to all this garbage. It's going to affect your kids. It's going to affect your family. We wonder why we're so messed up in today's time. Because we're reaping to the flesh. Hey, be not deceived. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Hey, I want to reap from the Spirit. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Tonight, man, I'm preaching on being not deceived. And I got to thinking about the Bible, and I mean, right here it is. Black and white, plain as day. All you got to do is pick it up and read it. Pick it up and look at it. Pick it up and study it. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. I'm afraid in today's society, the only time most of us hear the Bible is right here in this place. I'm afraid that most people go home. I mean, a lot of people leave it laying in the church pew. Most people go home, lay it on that dash, and that's where it'll be. I'm afraid we just hear it. We come in here and hear it. I'm afraid it goes in one ear and out the other. It says, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I thought, man, it's one thing for the pastor to deceive you. It's one thing to go to a church and the church deceive you. It's one thing to not know and the devil deceive you. But man, it's bad when you deceive your own self. And we got it right here is what I'm saying. I mean, I thought, man, how can we deceive our own selves? I thought, man, we've got the whole Bible right here. It says to love sinners. I tell you what, we ought to love sinners. It says we're supposed to help others. We're supposed to help those in need. I tell you what, it tells us to be a witness. It tells us to be a light to a lost and dying world. And I thought, man, all we're worried about is self. Hey, how good do I look? Hey, how much money can I get in the bank? Hey, how big can I make my name? I tell you what, you're deceiving your own self. None of that stuff ain't going to matter. I heard a woman today say, I meant to say this a minute ago, but she said most people, you know, they go to the funeral home and the preacher will preach the message. And she said, really, your life is preaching your own funeral. Hey, how you live through your life, hey, you'll preach your own funeral. Hey, Brother Kevin can stand over your casket and say, well, Brother Joe was a good old boy. And I'll tell you what, Brother Joe may have cheated everybody in here, lied to everybody in here, and everybody in here knows the truth. Exactly. I thought about what the Bible said. Man, I thought about parents today. And I thought how we said we love our kids. And I done said train up in the child and the way it should go when it's old enough to part from it. And I thought, man, we say we love our kids. Hey, we'll give them everything. I mean, just bam, bam, everything they want. Toys, four-wheelers, when they get old, cars. But we won't teach them the word. Hey, we're deceiving our own selves, really. Man, I thought about people today and I'm trying. Lord, help me.
You're right where you need to be, brother. Bullseye.
I thought about parents talking about loving their kids. Boy, I tell you what, there's a thing called tough love sometimes. Man, I talk to people and they wonder why their kids are so messed up. I tell you what happens. They get 18 years old, they move out. They're living like the devil. Drinking and doing all these things.
Preach, brother.
And then they'll say, well, my kid needed some money. So they give them money. They say, well, my kid's car's tore up. So they go buy him a car to drive. And they say, well, my kid needs tires. My kid needs this. Hey, I tell you what, don't be deceiving your kids. Hey, I tell you what the Bible says. It says to put God first. And I tell you what, if our kids are living like the devil, I tell you what, we ought to say, hey, I tell you what, if you get right, if you'll come to church and get right, I'll help you. But if you don't, I ain't helping you. We ought to put our foot down. I tell you what, we wonder why people so messed up and our kids are so messed up. Say our kids won't get back in church. And I mean, they just because you just keep enabling it. You enable it and enable it. I tell you what, they live like the devil. Now let me tell you something. If they're trying, and they're going to church, and they're trying, and they need help, hey, you ought to help them. And hey, I'm not saying we ought not help sinners. We ought to try to help sinners, but we ought not enable sin. Man, we're deceiving our kids. Hey, we're just enabling the sin. They say they ain't got money, but they done spent it all on booze. Deceiving them. And we're deceiving ourselves. We're loving them right into hell. I've heard that said before. We think we're doing the best thing. There's a thing called tough love. And the reason I was thinking about that, I was thinking about over here in Deuteronomy where I read. It's just like the Lord says here. The Lord says, and it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord with all your God and serve him with all your heart and all your soul, then I will give you the rain of your land in due seasons, and the rain of the latter rain, that thou mayest gather it into corn, the wine, and oil. And I will send grass in the fields and thy cattle. And I thought, man, and then. Hey, if they'll serve the Lord and do what the Lord wants them to, and then we'll help them. Man, I hope we're not deceived today. I feel like the Lord's cleared my heart. Somebody wants to get a song. Donnie, altar's open.